A Seattle-based fish processor has been slapped with a waste discharge violation by the Environmental Protection Agency. Icicle Seafoods has agreed to pay close to $6,000 in fines for Clean Water Act violations that occurred in Norton Sound in June of last year. According to the EPA compliance officer, Derek Schruel, Icicle's processing vessel, the R.M. Thornston, discharged 4,000 pounds of seafood waste processing waste into Norton Sound for 15 hours without first obtaining a National Pollutant Discharge Eliminating System permit, and that's a violation of the Clean Water Act.
We've actually reached settlement with them, and that's what the penalty of $5,920. It's been finalized now.
The incident occurred outside the three-mile limit within federal waters, which are subject to federal permits. Schruel says Icicle did self-report the incident.
I think at the time they were unaware. There was some confusion on their part.
The confusion could have come from a recent transfer of permitting authority from the EPA to the state.
Before the transfer, there was the seafood discharge permit. It was for all the waters. With the transfer, the state, you know, has control over the state waters, and so Icicle was operating within state waters, moved to federal waters, but didn't have a permit to be discharging there. So when they became aware of that, they reported the violation to us.
Since its introduction in 1972, the NPDES permit program is responsible for significant improvements to the country's water quality.